بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الترغيب في الغسل يوم الجمعة. This is the chapter on taking a sunnah ghusl, the sunnah bath on the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, إن الغسل يوم الجمعة لا يسل الخطايا من أصول الشعر استلالا. That a person who takes a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, the effect of that ghusl is that it extracts and it removes sins from the very roots of a person's hair. In other words, this ghusl has such a deep cleansing effect that it rids a person of all his minor sins. In another hadith, it is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Abi Qatada, radiallahu anhu, he says, دخل علي أبي وأنا أغتسل يوم الجمعة. That one day it happened, my father Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu came to see me, and at that moment I was taking a bath on the day of Jumu'ah. فقال غسلك هذا من جنابة أو للجمعة. Oh my son, this ghusl that you are taking, is it because of ritual impurity that you are impure, or is it because that it is the sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah? So he says, I replied, min janabatin. That, oh my father, my niyat is that I am cleansing myself of impurity of janaba. Qala a'id ghuslan akhar. So my father said, repeat your ghusl, make another ghusl. Inni sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man ikhtasala yawm al-jumu'ah kana fi taharatin ila jumu'ah al-ukhra. Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that person that takes a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, he will be in a state of purity till the next Jumu'ah, referring to spiritual impurity and purity from sins. So we learn a few things from this particular hadith. One is that imagine the father was still concerned of the ta'lim of his son. He was still concerned about the ta'lim of his son, that he even asked him, what niyat you made when you made ghusl, and he taught him something. So we also understand that the niyah is very, very important if you want the rewards. In the mazhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, for the wudu and ghusl to be done, niyah is not a prerequisite. However, for the rewards, then we find that niyah is a prerequisite. Therefore, on the day of Jumu'ah, we should all make it a habit that we should take a ghusl, and according to the sunnah manner. If we don't know the sunnah manner, let us go to the ulama and find out how should we take the sunnah ghusl with the niyat of ghusl, and then come for the Jumu'ah salah. There is tremendous rewards as mentioned in these ahadith. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.